Today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Nun Test, Gittin 59. And today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Test Amud Aleph tells us the Eud Dvarim Amru Mipnei Darkei Shalom. These are the things that the rabbis instituted for the sake of peace. And meaning to say that the rabbis made certain halachos so that there wouldn't be fighting in the world. And one of those halachos, the first one is Kohen Kori Rishon V'Achar Avlevi V'Achar Yisrael Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The first aliyah in the Torah goes to the Kohen, then the next aliyah goes to the Levi, and then the third one goes to the Yisrael, to the Israelites, so that there's for the sake of peace. Rashi explains, because we don't want there to be fighting. So Takinu L'Rabbanan Hai Sidra, that the rabbis created this order. Since this was the takan of the rabbis, nobody was going to come along and say, well, I should read first. So then the Talmud cites on Nun Testament Beis different verses that support this idea that the Kohen reads the Torah first and then the Levi, because one verse says, so that's the source that the Kohanim come and then the Levi. Another pasuk says, so we know that Kohanim are B'nei Levi. So then the Gemara explains the Kohen first and then the Levi. A third pasuk from Rav Ashi, B'nei Amram, Aaron and Moshe. And another verse. And then a fourth verse, Rav Chiya bar Abba says, V'kidashto, Kol Davar Shabbatusha, the Kohen comes first. The Kohen always comes first for anything. The Kohen takes the first aspect of holiness. He makes the first blessing. He gets the first portion. So we've seen all these five verses. So if that's the case, what's the reasoning why the Gemara calls it dark? Why the Mishnah calls it Darkei Shalom? So says Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, "Mnei Darkei Shalom, diaraisahi." So Rabbi Yosef says. To Abai says to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, why are you saying it's Darkei Shalom? It's a biblical law. So Rabbi Yosef explains, D'araisu mimnei Darkei Shalom. Now, the Torah establishes law for the sake of peace. So Abai responds, Kol HaTorah Kulo Nami mimnei Darkei Shalom. The whole Torah, the whole essence of the Torah is for peace. As it states, D'aracha Darkei Noam Chol Natsivu Shel Shalom. Its ways are ways of peace, and all its paths are peace. So Abai says, so it's to teach us, rabbinically, that we're going to say under these circumstances, Abai gives a different answer. Abai says, "Look, the Mar, the Tanya, Shnayim, Amtinen, Zel, Zebekara, Shlosh, Eman, Tinen, Habutzeu, Poshe, Yadot, Chil, Malchok, Chavod, Lachok, Kavol, Rabo, Misha, Golomen, or Shus, Biyado." It's to tell us that in the synagogue, that at a meal, the Kohen's allowed to waive his rights, but in the synagogue, the Kohen can't even allow somebody else to come first to asu and suye, because that will lead to fighting. So we say that rabbinically, we're going to say for the sake of peace, we don't even allow the Kohen to waive his right to the first aliyah.